Ready, Master Control?
Ready, switch on.
The following is an encore presentation from WBOB.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time now for Dan the Insurance Man, your go-to guy for answers on all of your insurance questions for when life happens. And now, here's Dan Tuchman. Dan the Insurance Man.
Hey, good afternoon, Jacksonville. This is Dan, the Insurance Man. You're on the air with me here on the Insurance Hour. We're a couple of weeks out from Christmas, so an early, very merry Christmas and happy holidays to everybody. And we're going to talk today about health insurance. We're coming up on the 15th here in the next few days. The end of the open enrollment window for health insurance if you're under 65, and December 7th was the end of the enrollment window if you are on Medicare to make any changes. But we're going to talk about some stuff that's going to be happening here after the first of the year regarding Medicare and health insurance. And, you know, today I wanted to kind of go over a benefit summary for a health insurance plan, just kind of go over the points of it so that you understand how you read these when you're looking at them. And you know, our phone number here at the show is 222-TALK or 222-8255. Give us a call, ask us your questions, your comments, concerns. Doesn't matter. Give me a call, share with me, and we'll get into a conversation. Again, 222-TALK or 222-8255. Let's kind of kick it off, and let's go over a health insurance benefit summary of coverages, so that you can kind of understand what they how to read them. I'll kind of describe what it looks like because I know we're on the radio, so descriptions matter. So you're going to be looking at a document, either a PDF or a physical hard copy that's in your hand. It'll say summary of benefits and coverage. and then important parts, it'll say, you know, what's the overall deductible? In this case, this is a gold plan through Florida Blue. I'm not advocating that anybody go out and buy this plan. I'm just kind of using this one as a sample because I was able to pull a benefit summary for it. So it says, what's the overall deductible? And then the answer to that question is in-network, it's $2,000 per person, $4,000 per family. Out-of-network, it's $4,000 per person, $8,000 per family. And then off to the right, it says why this matters. And there's a brief explanation in that box as to how the deductible applies to the plan in question. Are there services covered before you meet your deductible? Yes. The answer to that is yes, preventative care. And again, there's a block off to the right of that that explains what they mean by that. And then are there other deductibles for specific services? The answer to that is no. And then the next kind of really important block on page one is what is the out-of-pocket limit for this plan? So what is an out-of-pocket limit? Well, an out-of-pocket limit is the most you will reach into your pocket for any copay, coinsurance, or deductible for the entire year. In this particular case, the out-of-pocket limit is $5,500. That's $5,500 per person, $11,000 for the family. In-network, out-of-network, it's $12,500 per person, $25,000 for the family. How does that work exactly? So, well, everybody understands kind of what a per person means. It means that the out-of-pocket limit for one individual is $5,500. But insurance companies limit the family out-of-pocket max and deductibles to 2 times the individual number. So in this case, the individual number for the out-of-pocket maximum is $5,500 times 2, $11,000 for the family. So whether your family is 2 individuals or 10 individuals, the most you will reach into your pocket for the out-of-pocket limit is $11,000 for the entire family. So again, whether there's 2 people in your family or 10 people in your family, that out-of-pocket limit is still only 2 times the individual number. What's not included? The next block below that, below the out-of-pocket limit, is what's not included in the out-of-pocket limit. Your premium, any balance bill charges for the health care that that this plan does not cover. So if you're going to an in-network provider, there should never be any balance billing. The only way that you would ever get to a part where you have any type of balance billing is if you're going to an out-of-network facility or doctor. And you might ask, well, what is balance billing? So a quick example of balance billing: you go to a doctor, they say, hey, our charge is $100. The insurance company says that your copay is $10, and then the insurance company says, well, hey, we're only going to reimburse you $40 in total. So the doctor office typically will write off the $50. They got $10 from you, $40 from the insurance company. Where's the other? So that's $50. Where's the other $50 go? Well, they have to write that off per their contract. However, there are some contracts where if they're an out-of-network provider, in other words, they're not really contracted with the plan, they're allowed to come back to you for that missing $50. Well, that's called balance billing. If you've got a good health insurance plan, the contracts are written where balance billing is not allowed if you're going to an in-network or contracted provider. Will you pay less if you use a network provider? Yes. And the reason for that is yes, because there's contracted rates, contracted co-payments that you're responsible for, and balance billing is taken out of the mix. So you're not allowed to get charged for anything that the insurance company doesn't cover. Do you need a referral to see a specialist? Well, if you have a PPO or an EPO plan, the answer to that would be no. If you're an HMO, the answer to that question would be yes. Moving on to page 2, there's a couple of blocks here. It's if you visit a healthcare provider's office or clinic, services you may need. Well, if you're visiting a primary care office, it will tell you to the right of that how much you pay for a copay. In this particular example, the gold plan that we're going over, it's a $40 copay for the primary care doctor, $75 copay for the specialist if you're in-network. If you're out-of-network, you have to meet the out-of-network deductible, and then it's 50% coinsurance. And you might ask, well, what exactly is coinsurance? Well, coinsurance is, instead of a copay, the amount you pay is determined by how much the insurance company is willing to cover and how much your responsibility of it is. In this particular case, 50%. So the insurance company says, hey, you're going to meet the deductible. And after the deductible, we'll pay 50% of whatever the doctor charges, and you're going to pay the other 50%. Preventative care and screening, that's your annual wellness visit or annual checkup, mandated by law, all of those checkups are no charge. You have to make sure the doctor codes it as preventative. Otherwise, it will be treated as an in-house visit. Diagnostic testing, if you have to have a test, it could be an X-ray, blood work. And we're up against the break. We will continue the summary of benefits explanation on the flip side.
At Underwoods, we know what it takes to be one of the South's most trusted jewelers. Our reputation was made by carrying the finest quality. I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods, and we're proud to bring Forevermark diamonds to North Florida. Only 1% of the world's diamonds are eligible to become Forevermark. They're the world's most carefully selected diamonds that you can be proud to give and wear forever. The Forevermark icon invisibly inscribed on each diamond is proof of the Forevermark promise that each diamond is beautiful, rare, and responsibly sourced. Their exceptional beauty is unleashed by the world's finest craftsmen using skill and artistry passed down by generations. Forevermark diamonds benefit the communities from which they're sourced and are individually cared for from the mine to her finger. Underwoods is Jacksonville's authorized Forevermark jeweler, so make the right decision and come by Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, and the Shops of Ponte Vedra.
Talk Radio WBOB is looking forward to 2019. 2019 brings changes to the WBOB lineup. Ed Dean brings you the only local morning talk show in Jacksonville from 6 to 9 a.m. Financial Issues answers your money questions and gives you actionable facts every weekday from 9 till noon. Dennis Prager with a reasoned and honest approach from noon till 3 p.m. The Savage Nation passionately unearths the truth about liberalism from 3 till 5. Ask the Experts rotates through knowledgeable and interesting subjects such as real estate, finances, the law, and much more from 5 till 6. Mark Levin, one of the country's most respected conservative commentators from 6 till 9 p.m. A solid lineup for solid information for all of 2019. No matter where you listen, from Georgia to Orlando, from AM 600 to 101.1 FM, to our mobile app or streaming on the internet, and everything in between, WBOB is Talk Radio.
Now, back to Dan, the Insurance Man, your go-to guy for all of your insurance questions on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio WBOB.
Good afternoon, Jacksonville. This is Dan, the Insurance Man. We're back on the air. The phone number is 222-TALK, 222-8255. That's 222-8255. Give me a call. Right now, we're kind of going over the summary and benefits of an insurance plan. We're going to kind of try to finish that up before the break. And then on the flip side of our long break at the bottom of the hour, we'll pick up on another subject. So we kind of left off with preventative care and blood work diagnostic testing. So on this particular plan, it's a $20 copay, and then what you would pay in the event that you needed an ultrasound or an X-ray. That's on the in-network side. We're going to kind of leave off on the out-of-network. We're just going to kind of talk about the in-network side. On the if you need any type of advanced imaging, like a CT, a PET scan, or an MRI, it would just be a $325 copay. And if that was coinsurance, it would say, hey, it would be 25% or 30% or 20% coinsurance. Moving on to page 3, they talk about your medications, your generic drugs, what your copays would be for those, preferred brand drugs, copays, and then non-preferred and specialty medications, what the copays or coinsurance are for that. If you have to have outpatient surgery, what you would pay for an ambulatory surgery center, which would be the deductible. And on this particular case, the deductible plus 20% coinsurance. And there's no charge for physician or surgeon fees. If you have to go to the emergency room, it's a $450 copay. If you have to have emergency medical transportation, again, it's deductible plus 20% coinsurance. So, urgent care visit, the copay is a flat $85. And then, if you have to have a hospital stay, you're going to meet the $2,000 deductible and then 20% of your hospital charges to that out-of-pocket max that we discussed earlier. Again, there's no physician or surgeon fees on this particular plan. As we move on, you go to page 4, and then you get to outpatient services, inpatient services for mental health, Those copays are the same as the normal hospitalization or specialist copays for a specialist. And then if you're pregnant, what you pay for the OBGYN, which would be a specialist copay of $75. And then the childbirth would be subject to the deductible plus 20% coinsurance. Then you get to rehab and rehabilitation services, skilled nursing care, durable medical equipment, and any type of hospice services. So as we move on, there's the kind of the general format of a summary of benefits. There's all sorts of things, and they should also include right about towards the end of the document. They should include kind of like sample pricing. So in this particular case, Peg is having a baby. So how much would it cost for Peg to have this baby on this particular gold plan? And with the example that it's a normal pregnancy and childbirth, you'd be looking at sample costs of about $12,800 for the full amount, less the your deductible, any co-payments, co-insurance, and you'd be looking at an out-of-pocket of about $3,560 to have a baby on this particular gold plan. It's not a bad amount. And, of course, it doesn't really matter where the costs are, because if the costs were higher than $12,800, your out-of-pocket maximum would kick in, and that would limit how much you can pay out-of-pocket for everything. So the maximum would be for a pregnancy, even if it was a difficult one that required life-saving measures or anything along those lines, would be $5,500. So if you were managing type 2 diabetes, your out-of-pocket costs for that something like that on this particular gold plan would be about $2,800. If you broke a bone, whether it's a simple fracture on your leg or your arm, your out-of-pocket costs on this particular plan would be about $1,100. So that is the those are some of the things that you should see on a complete benefit summary. You should be getting one of these whenever you enroll in a plan, or even if you re-enroll and you don't do anything, you should get a benefit summary from your insurance company that says, "Hey, this is our plan. This is what it's going to look like for 2019. And if you have any questions, don't hesitate. You can give me a call here at the show, 222-TALK or 222-8255. Or you can also reach out to me at the office at Thomas & Associates, 904-730-3900, when I'm not on the show. So we talked about health insurance. And, you're only covered halfway with health insurance. And let me explain that. Most people think, "Oh, I've got health insurance. I'm protected." Well, you are. You're protected if anything happens to you from a medical standpoint, or a disability standpoint, in the fact that you can go to the doctor and get seen to get well again. But what happens if you're sick and you can't go to work? Well, you can't make the money that pays for the health insurance, which in turn means you can't go to the doctor to get well. So what do you do? If you have an unexpected illness or injury were to happen, you need to make sure you're fully covered. And how do you do that? You do that using what's known as disability income insurance. It's a relatively inexpensive form of insurance. It's very customizable to your budget. It's a type of insurance everybody should have. I'll go over some of the details. If you became totally disabled and unable to work, how do you maintain your family's standard of living? You know, with health insurance, the doctors get paid, the hospitals get paid, but you will not get paid with health insurance. It doesn't pay your salary if you're sick and not able to go to work. You use up your sick time, you lose your paycheck. You go to the FMLA, the federal, you know, that doesn't pay you either. There's no payment. So consider the following common monthly expenses: your rent, your mortgage, your automobile, your cell phone, groceries, utilities, credit card balances. How long can you go without working before things start getting really, really stressful? You know, just so that you understand, 90% of long-term disability claims are due to illness, not an injury. So think about that. You're more likely to get sick and be unable to generate your income than you are of having an accident or anything along those lines to keep you from having from collecting your paycheck. So again, 90% of long-term disability claims are due to illness. In addition, most long-term disability claims are not work-related, which means they're not covered by workers' compensation. So if you're thinking to yourself, well, that's okay. If I get hurt over the weekend, I'll wait till I go to work, and then I'll say that I got hurt at work. Well, that's great, but, you know, they do investigate things, and if they find that you were lying, well, they're not going to cover you. And if it did happen on the weekend and it was serious where you couldn't go back to work because you broke your leg or something along those lines, well, then it's definitely not going to get covered by workers' comp. So again, you're using up your sick time, and then you don't get to you don't get to collect your paycheck afterwards. And, you know, and just a little bit of statistical information: what are the chances that at least one long-term disability will occur to one person before age 65? And I'm defining a long-term disability that lasts for 90 days or longer. So if you're age 30, there's a 47% chance that you will suffer a long-term disability. If you're 35, it's a 45% chance. Age 40, it's 43%. Age 45, it's 40%. By the time you get to about age 50, you're kind of slowing down. And there's a 36% chance out of that you will that you'll suffer a long-term disability. How do you determine how much disability insurance you need? Well, it's really simple. I like to use a simple formula on it. It's called the MUG system. So it's your mortgage, your utilities, and your groceries. So you add up those three things. Those are the three things that you need to make sure that you keep a roof over your head, that you keep the electricity going on so that you're not living in the dark, and you can buy food. Everything else can really pretty much get left alone. If you cover those three things, you will be fine. You'll have to maybe recover, or maybe you'll have some late pays on some credit cards or some defaults. I hear the music. We're gonna go to our long break. We'll pick up again with this information on the flip side.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Val Dior. A White House briefing just wrapped up after sentencing for former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn has been postponed. The judge did accept Flynn's guilty plea for lying to the FBI about contact with a Russian ambassador to the United States, and the court will now reconvene on March 13th for sentencing. Predominantly Muslim ethnic minorities in China are being forced to work in internment camps aimed at cracking down on their religion. The AP found one detention camp where men and women so close it had been exported to a U.S. supplier of school team uniforms. According to her publicist, Laverne and Shirley star, actress Penny Marshall has passed away at the age of 75 from complications from diabetes. And on Wall Street, what a difference a day makes. All green. The Dow up 168, NASDAQ up 56, the S&P now up 9. For more details, visit srnnews.com.
Whether it's lunch or dinner, on the go, or if you want to dine in, Hangar Bay Cafe at 2294 Mayport Road is for you. Hangar Bay is open 7 days a week for lunch or dinner and is famous for their Japanese ramen. A regular ramen bowl with two pieces of chicken and drink starts at just $13. In the mood for something traditional? Hangar Bay has fried chicken better than your mama's. Hangar Bay made the list of the best fried chicken in all 50 states based on Yelp data. Seafood like shrimp and fish with grits, and sandwiches that are unique, like bourbon teriyaki pulled pork, spicy sausage, or spicy Cajun po' boy. Hangar Bay is a veteran-owned restaurant with a Navy theme and variety. Hangar Bay Cafe, 2294 Mayport Road. Dine in, take out, and ask about catering. Online at hangarbaycafe.com.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you signed up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program that's been around for 25 years, and they have hundreds of thousands of members all across the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $1 billion of each other's medical bills. Best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money. Think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have a lot to offer? Well, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE. B-I-B-L-E.
After the long summer, your air conditioning and heat pump have been worked to the max. You'll want to make sure you have your system checked when the weather gets cool. Snyder Air Conditioning should be your first call for your preventive maintenance needs. Why choose another air conditioning company when you can choose Snyder? You can count on Snyder to properly clean and check your system. There's a big difference between checking your system and cleaning your system. Cleaning your system will extend the life of your air conditioning unit and will also save you money on your electric bill. And right now, with 100% financing available with approved credit, there's never been a better time to upgrade your system. Snyder Air Conditioning is a family-owned Daikin Comfort Pro and can fix and service any make or model. Snyder Air Conditioning is Jacksonville's number one residential air conditioning company and has been serving Jacksonville for over 40 years. Snyder Air Conditioning. Call today at 641-0600. Snyder Mann and Daikin. License number CAC 1813307.
Ready, master control?
Ready, switch on.
The following is an encore presentation from WBOB. Your go-to guy for all of your insurance questions. Let's get back to Dan, the Insurance Man, on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio WBOB.
Hey, Jacksonville, we're back on the air. This is Dan, the Insurance Man. You're listening to the Insurance Hour. The phone number here is 222-TALK or 222-8255. Give me a call. Ask me your questions. Give me your comments, your concerns. Let me know what you think about the Affordable Care Act and what's going on in your insurance world right now. I want to give you kind of an example of a disability income policy. I'm going to use my cartoon friend Jake. He's 45 years old. He has the opportunity to choose between two jobs with slightly different monthly incomes. The only difference between these two jobs is a $50 per month premium, which would pay for a disability income plan that if something were to happen, Jake gets $2,000 per month for up to 2 years of coverage. And if he takes job A without the disability income coverage, he gets $3,000 per month. So again, there's a $50 a month difference between the otherwise the jobs are the exact same, the workload's the exact same, everything's equal. So Jake has to choose which one is the better position. $3,000 a month, $2,950 a month. Well, let's if he takes the one for $3,000 a month, he has a higher paying job. If something happens to him, though, he earns zero. That's it. His $3,000 a month stops if he's unable to work because of a long term disability. If he takes job B, he makes $2,950 a month. But consider this. Jake becomes totally disabled. His monthly income becomes $2,000 a month. So, yes, he loses $950 a month, but he retains $2,000 a month for 2 years. So he continues earning an income while he's on his road to recovery and can go on from there and make decisions as to another type of job that he can maybe work and earn a paycheck that doesn't require maybe the stress or the physical activity of the job that he had before. Again, how do you determine how much money you need? Well, the easiest way is you take your mortgage or rent, your utilities, and your groceries. Add those three things up. How much do you spend on that per month? That's the minimum amount you should be protecting. If you want to protect your car payment, your credit card bills, just add those into the mix as well. The other thing you can do is you can say, well, hey, I make $3,000 a month. I want to protect $2,000 worth of income. Let's figure out how much that's going to cost me. And then from there, like I said, these plans are very, very customizable, very, very inexpensive. I'll give you another example. I got my friend Sarah. She's 40. She's a single mom. She owns a home and has two children. What benefits could she maybe take into account? She's got to take into account that she's the only income earner for the household. What can she do? Well, she can decide, hey, I'm going to protect about $1,000 a month. I'm going to include what's known as a guaranteed insurability option, which means that every so often she's allowed to increase her coverage without having to go through any type of medical underwriting. And so she protects $1,000 a month of her income. She has the ability to increase the amount that she's protecting of her income. So the total monthly premium on something like that is right around $35 a month. So it's like I said, depending on the amount of coverage that you're looking for, these plans are very customizable. There's no excuse. Nobody can say I can't afford one. And the reason for that is because these plans can be built so that they're affordable for everybody. There's all sorts of neat little riders and options with these plans. You can have a return of premium rider added to it. So that means that as you pay your premium, if you get to retirement age 65, and you've never used the plan, guess what? You get 100% of your money back at the end at that time. If you've ever had any claims, they just deduct the amount of money that was paid out in claims based on the premiums that were paid in, and you get the difference. If you happen to go on a long-term disability claim that eats up all of the benefit from the long-term rider, the insurance companies just drop that rider and you stop paying the extra premium for it because you'll never get any money back and they don't want to cheat you out of money. So again, you know, one half of the picture is your health insurance plan, which we went over a benefit summary today on that. The other part of the picture is a disability income policy to protect your income. Bear in mind again that it is more likely that you will suffer a long-term disability because of an illness than because of an injury. And you can typically protect about 2/3 of your income. So if you make $30,000 a year, you can protect about $20,000 worth of that income. If you make $100,000 a year, you can protect about $66,000 of that income. If you're a very high wage earner, somebody who's making, you know, $200,000, $250,000, $300,000 or more, you're going to protect a little bit less, but you're going to have basically the same benefit structure. Again, these plans are available regardless of your income. So whether you make a lot of money or a little bit of money, these plans can make sense. They have the strength, the stability, the values, and the support that you need to ensure that you don't go living under a bridge. So again, health insurance that pays your doctors and your hospitals, disability income insurance that pays you in the event something goes very wrong. And if you have any additional questions, the number here is 222-TALK or 222-8255. Getting a little tongue-tied here this afternoon. I apologize for that. Again, give me a call with any questions, concerns, comments. I'd love to hear what you have to say regarding the Affordable Care Act. I think the more people have a discussion on it, the better things get. So we are going to move forward. What else is out there? Life insurance. I can never stop talking about life insurance. I believe it's an important facet for everybody. Everybody should have some life insurance in place. Especially if you're a single parent. If you're a single mom or a single dad and you have custody of your kids, the one important question you should be asking yourself is, if I were not in the picture, if something were to happen to me, one, where are my kids going to go live? And two, who's going to take care of them? And three, can they afford to take care of them? If there's issues or doubts on any of those questions, then life insurance, you need to make sure you've got a good life insurance policy there, and you've got to make sure that life insurance policy is set so that wherever they're going to go live, whether it's with your mom, your dad, a brother, a sister, an aunt, an uncle, whoever, a godparent, wherever they're going to go stay, that there is sufficient money that you're going to be able to provide for their upkeep, for their college education. Everything that you would normally have done is still going to be available to them because you'll have life insurance that will be able to protect them and give them that head start that you would want them to have as well. So again, life insurance is extremely important. I can't stress it enough. It's affordable. There's no reason not to look at it. You can get the rates are extremely, extremely inexpensive. I would even go so far as to use the word cheap. And the benefit coverages can be built. You can even add your children to the life insurance policy so that they have life insurance coverage when they hit the age of 18 or as old as 25. You can then convert that to a permanent policy for them alone. And I hear the music. We're coming up to a break. So we'll talk to you on the flip side of this break that's coming up.
you know who was voted the Bold City's best plumber? Roland Riesch Plumbing. Here's why. Roland Riesch Plumbing promises great work on time and does it. The good news spreads fast. For all plumbing issues, large or small, you want the Bold City's best. Click plumber in Jax.com. Your friends and neighbors have used them, and that's why they went to Jacksonville.com to vote Roland Riesch Plumbing Jacksonville's top plumber. 24/7, Roland Riesch Plumbing is standing by, whether it's routine work or a middle-of-the-night emergency. Just call 904-260-7059. If you have a leak, can't wait a week, please call Roland Riesch Plumbing at 904-260-7059. Roland Riesch Plumbing is proud to have been voted Bold City's best plumber. They intend to stay number one. Call 904-260-7059. Call 904-260-7059.
Don't stress over a leaky or damaged roof. Just call Perkins Express Roofing. Perkins Express Roofing is available 24/7. If you've had damage from a storm or accident, there's a good chance insurance will cover it, and Perkins Express Roofing will do all of the paperwork for you. If you're remodeling, renovating, or building a new home or building, let Perkins Express Roofing's parent company, MCM Builders, do a free estimate and show you how much they can save you. From a leak to a whole roof, Perkins Express Roofing is locally owned and operated and totally licensed and insured. Your roof is one of the most important parts of your home. Trust the professionals at Perkins Express Roofing. Call 904-525-2277 or 626-2860. Currently hiring sales reps. Equal opportunity employer. Perkins Express Roofing says, we keep you covered. 525-2277 or 626-2860. State license number CCC 133-0452.
Insurance. You never want to have to use it, but you're thankful it's there when you need it. Let's get back to Dan the Insurance Man on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio WBOB.
Hey, good afternoon, Jacksonville. This is Dan the Insurance Man. You're back on the air with the Insurance Hour. The phone number here is 222-TALK or 222-8255. We're going to kind of continue on with life insurance a little bit. If you've got a universal life policy and that policy was taken out 15, 20 years ago, 25 years ago, you should be reaching out to a professional to help you evaluate that policy and determine if you're tapping into the cash value to keep that policy active, or if there is enough cash value and that you're not underfunding that plan, and to make sure that you don't need to pay in a little bit more each month on that monthly premium, just in case. So again, if you've got a universal life policy, you should be doing a review with a professional that understands how to read the statements and can explain to you whether you're underfunding the policy or you're still funding it properly, or if you're using up your cash value to keep that policy active. So again, there's several companies. If you need to find somebody, give me a call here at the radio station, 222-TALK or 222-8255, or you can reach out to me at the office, 904-730-3900. If I can't help you, I will make sure I put you in contact with somebody who can. I love to help, and I like to tell people I don't like to sell you things. I just like to help you and get your problems resolved. Take this into account as well. If you are looking at buying life insurance, make sure that you're looking at a permanent policy, especially if you're young, or at the very least, if you are going to settle with a term policy, make sure that you get a return of premium term policy. And the reason for that is that you're young. The likelihood is that if you're 25 or 30 and you're buying a 20-year term policy, you're going to be 45 or 50 by the time that policy term expires. You're still going to be alive. You're going to need life insurance, and you're going to be older. The life insurance is going to cost more. If you get a return of premium term, you're going to have some lump sum cash that you can use to get a permanent policy and go through the motions of getting a permanent policy to carry you through for the rest of your life. Or at the very least, You're going to get some lump sum money back with that return of premium term insurance to be able to take a nice vacation at 20 years later. So you never know, but you protect yourself, you protect your family, and you protect your future ability to purchase a permanent life insurance policy with some lump sum cash at the same time. So again, if you were going to ask me, Dan, rank life insurance with what you should consider first, second, third, and then last, I would say, hey, you should consider a traditional whole life policy first, a universal life policy second, a return of premium term third, and traditional just term insurance. That should be your fourth and last option. If you're using that option, it could be just because you bought a car and you need to make sure that if something happens to you, your family has the ability to get the money for the car, for that expensive car or boat, or that room addition that you were getting, and you had to take out a home equity line, and you said, you know what, we've got this $50,000 home equity line or a $30,000 home equity line. If something happens to me, I want to make sure that home equity line can get paid off, and doesn't sit out there as a form of debt that my wife or my children or whoever has to worry about. So you go out and you get a simple term policy for $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 to cover that home equity line for the payoff. So if it's a 5-year, so if you're thinking, oh, I'm going to pay it off in 5 years, well, let's get you go out, you get a 5-year term policy to cover that debt. If you bought a boat and you got on the 15-year payment plan on that boat, get a term policy. A simple term policy makes perfect sense for something like that. If you have 10 years left on your house and you're like, oh, my health is going south, I'm not sure what's going to happen, I don't know if I can afford to pay off the house, well, at that point you might consider getting a term policy if you can qualify for any medical underwriting that might be necessary. Then you can you go out, you get a simple term policy, you pay the least amount possible. If something happens to you, your family has the ability to pay off the mortgage, maybe have a little bit left over at the end of the day. Those are the things that you should consider with life insurance. It's not so much about the cost as it is the strategies that you use for that. I know that there's a lot of other radio personalities out there that say, don't buy whole life. Whole life isn't the way to go. Buy term and invest the difference. Well, I'm going to tell you this. Unless you're talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars, you're not going to invest enough to make a difference on a term policy. Here's kind of how it works. And just going to give you a real world example. I had a client who was talking to me about a policy. They reached back out to me and they said, Dan, what would happen if I got the same policy as a term policy versus a whole life policy, a permanent one? And I said, well, hey, here's your premium difference. Instead of $200 a month, you'd pay about $140 a month. You'd be looking at about a $66 difference. If you took that same $66 every month, you put it into an account and you invested it, and you made 6% interest on those investments, which is a pretty realistic return on an account to invest and get a return. 6% is a pretty manageable and doable amount. That $66,000 would turn into about $30,000, or that $66 a month over 20 years would turn to about $30,800. Well, the price difference doesn't really make sense, because that $30,000 doesn't cover you for anything in the event something happens. Also, it takes 20 years to get to that $30,000, whereas you have the immediate coverage of the policy from day one that it's been issued. It's permanent. It never goes away. So that's what your $66 a month pays for. In this particular case, there was also a long-term care rider added to that policy. So in the event something happened to him, he could tap into the death benefit to pay for long-term care coverage, even if it was even if that long-term care coverage was based on his living at home versus in a nursing home facility. So when you take into account some of these strategies, no, I don't think that term insurance really has the power and the punch to get you where you want to go. If you're wanting to use, you can use life insurance as supplemental income. So if you overfund a permanent policy and you put a little bit more money in there than you're supposed to, especially with a universal life, and again, you're getting that 6% return, that could really mean a significant amount of money when you reach retirement age. And at that point, you can withdraw that money tax-free as a withdrawal. And then when you get to the point where the money might be taxable, well, then you can use the strategy of borrowing that money out of the cash account. And then that becomes a non-taxable event. So again, you get all the money out income tax-free. So again, life insurance is the vehicle that protects you in the event something bad happens. It's the vehicle that protects you down the road if you need supplemental income for some reason. It's the vehicle now that can protect you with long-term care if that's needed. So there is all sorts of things that life insurance can do. And you can't do it with just term insurance. You need permanent products to be able to have some of the benefits that we're talking about. So I don't agree 100% when somebody says you should only buy term and invest the difference. That's great if you're 25 years old, but it's not necessarily great if you're 35, 40, 45, or a 50-year-old and your strategies are different, your needs are different, and you can't put you can't fit a square peg into a round hole. If you do force it, you're going to cut some people out and you're going to leave gaps. A square peg is not going to fill up a round hole properly. It's going to leave some openings and you're going to lose the corners, and those people are going to get left out in the cold with not being able to do what you're saying. So, again, when it comes to life insurance, we have a lot of different strategies that are available. You should take into account what you're trying to accomplish. Reach a professional that can give you advice.